KXRY Portland, Oregon, X-Ray FM 91.1. Welcome to Buketon Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour. I am your host, Mike McGonigal, also known as DJ Yeti. We have a smattering of preacher and congregation recordings today throughout the program. Most of those from the early days of the commercial recording industry, late 20s, early 30s. Also, a mini spotlight on the Hightower Brothers. Bits and bobs of country and Jamaican gospel, along with a bit of funky kid stuff and flat-footed quartet-style gospel as well. We will learn about Jonah, Jesus' blood, mother's love, and in the following sermon, which I find pretty wonderful, by Brother Full Bosom. I'm stumbling at the name, but it's Fullbosom. I don't know how else to say it. The perils of making the dollar into your God. Gordon Gekko, take note of Brother Full Bosom.
Well, brothers and sisters, I take my chapter in the first chapter of St. Louis. He that sits down on the red hot stove shall rise again. And then I want y'all to know how nice a silver dollar has been to me. It helped me so much. But without you, silver dollar, I wouldn't have nowhere to go. But without you, silver dollar, none of my friends I wouldn't know. But without you, silver dollar, everybody would ignore me. But without you, silver dollar, I couldn't live. But without you, silver dollar, I couldn't do nothing. And when I got you in my pocket, I get a friend the most anywhere. I mean, when you gone, silver dollar, my friend wanna give me some air.
Free
silver dollar, you carry me through this world. Silver dollar, you keep me happy all the time.
You keep me
out in the wind. You help me keep me getting cold.
Oh, me too.
God bless you, silver dollar. There's an eagle on you saying, God, we trust. And
amen,
I love
amen.
Everybody. But please give me that silver dollar first. Silver dollar.
Yeah.
I will get down and pray to you on my bended knees. Silver dollar, please come to me if you please. I tell you, when you got a silver dollar, I know you got plenty of friends.
Amen.
You got friends from mile around. But when that silver dollar's gone, none of your friends cannot be found. Ain't that right, brother? And then I'll ask you all my saints, if you can't get the whole silver dollar at once, try to get you a penny, a quarter, 6 bits and 15 cents. And if you can't get another silver dollar, when you got a silver dollar, when you walking up down the street, you know for everybody that's on the beat. But when you ain't got no silver dollar in your pocket, people gonna ignore you. And they'll tell you to leave. Bye-bye.
Jesus.
up in heaven.
In my
Lord.
Preaching to Nineveh, Nineveh night and day. God himself will be alive.
Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and with all thy heart. Glory, hallelujah.
through the land. People look at me and say, now, they say, that little boy, he doesn't know what he's singing about because he's just a little child. But the Bible said that suffer, little children, come unto me. And that's why I'm not ashamed to say these words. Well, that's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right. Yes, it is. And long as I know, sit in the kingdom, that's all right. I'm gonna say it one more time. Say it, that's all right.
That's all right.
Yes, it is. As long as I know, somewhere that's all right. Listen at this. You know there is no secret what God can do. What He done for others, He do the same for me and you. As long as I know, somewhere. That's all right. One more thing we'll tell you.
That's all
right. One of these old mornings won't be very long. You're gonna look for me. I'll be gone. As long as I know, hey, you got a mighty. That's all right. And that one left to say.
Alone, all the world to go free. Silence and love.
Welcome back to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour, X-Ray FM. That was a bit of a long set. Began with Sermon on a Silver Dollar by Brother Fullbosom from a document CD called Preachers and Congregations, Volume 4, 1924 to 1931. Recorded sermons were some of the biggest sellers early on in the record industry. That's partly because radio hadn't really even come in yet. And that was followed by the Hightower Brothers, one of three tracks by them we'll hear today, You Got to Pray. Amazing group, the Hightower Brothers. And that was followed by Sister Rosetta Tharpe with her version of Jonah off, I believe, another document CD. And the Marvettes were after that with Inviting You All, a Tabernacle 45. That was a Jamaican gospel track. And I once saw a one of those great Jamaican-style silkscreen covers. Like, I don't know if you've seen early Studio One covers. They're just something really beautiful about them. As well as with Jamaican records, with, you know, successive printings where often a plate seems to be made off of, rather than original artwork, seems to be made off of, like, a reproduction. So you get this, like, degradation happening that I find beautiful. If unintentional, like, it doesn't matter. It might as well be intentional. I once saw when I visited Coxone Dodds's daughter Carol in the last days of the Studio One record store in Brooklyn a couple years ago, when I managed to get some dead stock Jamaican gospel records from her, on the wall was a Marvettes record, and it was just the cover. And I didn't even ask to buy it. It was obvious that it wasn't for sale. But it was just so beautiful. And that's the only, sighting I've seen of, an LP by them. But it was cool to know, because I still know so little about, that stuff, about Jamaican gospel. And that was followed, that was not much of a, I saw some, that wasn't very exciting. It was to me, so whatever. That was followed by Sister O.F. Franklin, continuing with our not really theme, but the fact that this program today is sprinkled with preacher and congregation type tracks, a lot of them 78s. That was another 78, the Ten Commandments by Sister O.F. Franklin, and that was from the same collection as the earlier Sermon on a Silver Dollar. That was followed by a wonderful country gospel duo that I know very little about called Jimmy and Johnny, and that was from a CD called Hillbilly Gospel. Jimmy and Johnny, I Want to Count My Life for Jesus. That was followed by the original Kings of Harmony, Wandering Child, and that was originally on the King Solomon label, 78 from the mid-1940s. And that was followed by the exciting Linen Singers, a wonderful family group led by a young singer, similar to the Hightower Brothers, except this person seems to probably be younger, the lead singer there, on the wonderful Champ label, the great 70s gospel label, Champ. And that was followed by Seat in the Kingdom by the Hightower Brothers, which was included on one of the first two records that I did in collaboration with Mississippi Records. I believe it was the second one, but I don't have it in front of me to remember. Then just now, we just heard the killer classic sermon by Reverend G.W. Killens and the Mount Calvary Congregation. He had Sermon 78s that were released in the, I think most of his records were released in the 1940s, and they're obviously live sermons. And he worked and recorded in the Los Angeles area, I believe. And that was Same Man. Up next, music with a little bit of sermon beginning by the great Reverend Charlie Jackson.
I went to fishing one day. And I put my hook out in the water. And something got a hold to it and tried to get loose. When I pulled it up, it was a big fish on the hook. He was twisting and turning down, trying to get loose. But the hook had him down, and he couldn't get loose. And I said, I wish the Lord would hook me one day like this hook how hooked his feet. And oh, one Friday evening, he came into my soul and he hooked me with his spirit. And ever since that day, a song come into my mind. I had to say like Jeremiah say, it's a fire. Keep on. Couldn't hold my pee. I told my mother, but that wasn't enough. I told my father, and I told my sister, and went on and told my brother what was wrong with me. And this is what I told him in a song. I said, Lord, know that I'm wrapped up, tangled up in Jesus, and I don't want to get loose. Wrapped up, Jesus, and I don't want to get loose. Go and tell my mother I don't want to get loose. Go and tell my mother tonight that I don't want to get loose. Go and tell my mother now I don't want to get loose. Wrapped up, tangled all up in Jesus.
I love you so dear, and till I don't want you to go astray. And when I think about the word of mother, mother, yeah, the sweetest name that ever I heard, mother, when you're hungry, welcome to your rescue. Mother, if you're sick on your bed, mother, welcome and speak word of consolation to her. Mother, if you're in prison, mother, welcome to your rescue. And I don't care what the world may say about you. Mother, always love a child. And I'm so glad, my friend, that mother is so dear unto me. If you are worried, she's a rock in a very land. If you are always from home, she'll send a prayer for you. Mother, my friend, always care for a child. After a while, when I'm traveling day to day, we're going home to meet our mother, to rest my labor. Amen.
Oh, tell me who.
While fighting,
well, you're going to need a man of war to bring you
victory.
Oh, tell me who. While over, well, you're going to need King Jesus all the way. Have faith in General MacArthur, Mr. Winston Churchill too, all of the military leaders, for they know just what to do. But there is one great leader who is far beyond compare. He will shield you, keep you, shield you in his care. Oh, tell me who.
While fighting,
well, then are you going to need a man of war to bring you
victory?
Tell me who.
Who is your captain?
While over, well, you're going to need King Jesus
all the way.
Tell me who.
Who is your captain?
While fighting. Brother, then are you going to need a man of war to bring you
victory?
Well, tell me who.
Who is your captain?
While over, Jesus. Well, you're going to need King Jesus
all the way.
Now let us choose a captain who's far beyond atomic power. His strong arm protection will shield you every hour. Your battle he will fight and will bring you to the light. He will hold you in the hollow
of his hand.
Tell me who.
While fighting, brother, then are you going to need a man of war to bring you victory?
Now tell me who.
Who is your captain? While over, you're going to need King Jesus all the way.
I will walk the streets of glory, where our souls will rest at last.
We will know our friends of yonder, we will reap what we have sown.
For the Bible plainly tells us, we will know as we are known.
From the dust we are created, back to dust before too long. We are made in God's own likeness.
We will know as we are known.
We will know our friends of yonder.
We will reap
what we have sown.
For the Bible
plainly tells us,
we will know
as we are known.
We are known.
Over there
we'll see our Savior,
and our Record
will be shown.
We will see our friends
and
loved
ones.
We will know
as we are known.
We will know
our friends up yonder.
We will reap what we have sown. For the Bible plainly
tells us,
We will know
as we are known.
When our labor here is over,
and our Savior
says, well done.
What a joy
to know of yonder.
We will know
as we are known.
We will know
our friends of yonder.
We will reap what we have sown.
For the Bible
plainly
tells
us,
we will know
as we are known.
And the third verse, with joy, shall he draw water out of the well of salvation. Way back yonder, in the Garden of Eden, Adam stopped up the well, and the way of sin. But the Son of God, resting with his Father, let's prepare me about it. And I'll go down and redeem them. The Son of God, he went on the cross, and he died that we might have a right to the tree of life. Let him get hit the lumps of his shoulder and cried out in his sinners. He died that he might unstop the well. Up to God, God shall come back on the side of the cloud. I shall come back to redeem the child with his eyes looking like eyeballs of fire, and his feet looking like fine polished bread. When we shall get together at the cemetery, all up the King's Highway, wearing a sterilized garment. Jesus said in his mind, I've washed the robes and the blood, and made them white and the blood of the Lamb. When he shall come and shall meet me, I'll put at the gate, and hit the flag right to everlasting gate. And let the precious of my blood come in. Every blood-bought child of God, that had drawn water out of the well of salvation. Sometimes, where have you made the crime and pulled up our own sometime? But you can get joy by drawing water out of the well of salvation. Son of God, that met the Son of God, when he shall come back after the word said to God, I have come back to this world, and I took us to that celestial city to live there forever. Amen.
Burning fame, and if I wouldn't. Oh,
Mercedes, and I gave her an old Pepsi. I know it was to the blood. I've been washed.
To the blood.
That was the Hightower Brothers with Saved by the Blood of Jesus. That's the third Hightower Brothers song in this set. They were led by Robert Lee Hightower, also known as Little Sugar. What a wonderful, wonderful lead he was. He passed away about 15 years ago. Here he's singing in the 1950s as a very young person, and it's such amazing music. We started off this long set with Reverend Charlie Jackson, Wrapped Up, Tangled Up. Thanks so much, as always, to our friends at Case Quarter Records for a killer reissue, one of the best gospel reissues ever. Reverend Charlie Jackson. That was followed by a slightly truncated version of Mother's Love by Reverend J.L. Hendricks, another track from Preachers and Congregations, Volume 4. That was followed by Who Will Your Captain Be by the Southern Harmonaires. After that was We Will Know by Roy Lanham and his gospel quartet. I included that on my White Gospel compilation, Where the Soul of Man Never Dies. And after that, we heard Reverend H.C. Gatewood, The Well of Salvation. And after that was another Tabernacle Gospel, Jamaican Gospel 45, Wouldn't Take Nothing from My Journey Now by Phyllis East. And just two songs ago, after Phyllis East was the Five Blind Boys with When God Dips His Pen of Love. And then, of course, we just heard Saved by the Blood of Jesus, Hightower Brothers. So wonderful. Up next is another release on the Case Quarter label. Does not have a lot of records. You really need to own all of them. This is a wonderful, wonderful archival thing. I will not say much about it, but definitely listen. We're going to hear Reverend Utah Smith and Congregation with snippets of two songs, Two Wings and Every Man's Got to Lay Down and Die. Thank you so much for listening to KXRY, and see you next week.
Flying from heaven, having a live coal of fire in his hand. Touch my lips and stab my liquor to a pun. Sin, sin, who is over us? The Lord, Jeremiah, send me. I got two wings. Two wings. Feet on the sea, on all the land, go to him that lives ever. The time will no longer be. I got two wings. Two wings. America! is specializing on the atomic bomb. But if one or two of them bombs drop, brother, I'm gonna take two wings. Two wings. Two wings.
As the service proceeds, enthusiasm mounts, the rhythm quickens, and their singing swells. As the Reverend Utah Smith says, they love their Lord and they want to make a noise about it. And surely the Lord will hear them, or so they believe. At the peak of their fervor, they are looking beyond their simple church, beyond the neon-lighted two wings, with a faith that soars above earth and atom bombs to the green pastures of a future home. And so with all the power of their lungs, they sing, "Every man's got to lay down and die."
Every man got to lay down and die. Every man. Every man. Every man. Every man. Every man. Got to die. Got to die.
As "Every Man's Gotta Lay Down and Die" rings out, we leave the Reverend Utah Smith, his choir, and congregation, like King David, dancing and singing before the Lord in the Two Wings Temple Church of God in Christ, way down in New Orleans, Louisiana.